Coach, how do you, I guess, explain what happened out there today?
Well, I don't think there's any really way to explain it other than the fact that we did our best to give away that game in the first quarter. I think that's pretty much what we did by the way we handled the football, a couple of careless penalties, a blocked punt. I mean, 28 points in the first quarter, basically self-inflicted. We didn't even get to the fact that they're a good football team. I mean, we just did that on our own with the fumbling and the mistakes, and we're not going to beat anyone when you play that way. And we put ourselves in a huge hole, which obviously we couldn't get out of.
I mean, nothing they did is a surprise. They've forced turnovers. You know Hester's good. I mean, you know Brandon Marshall's good, all those things. Why were they able to sort of do all the things?
Well, I think it all started with the fact that we turned the ball. We fumbled the first play. I mean, we get a 20-yard completion, and we fumble it. I mean, it was no shocker that they've gotten a lot of turnovers, and that's how they won football games. We knew all that, and we carried the ball carelessly. And gave the ball up when made it easy for them. Gave me short fields. Defense really for the first half they really weren't involved in the live. The live was just bad. We put them in bad field position. We did a lot of bad situations, and then the game gets out of hand. I mean, you get out of your game plan. It's just it was 28-2 in the first quarter because of a blocked punt and three turnovers. It's hard to recover from that. Even though I thought for a little while in the third quarter it looked like we were going to kind of get something going, and they answered back, and pretty much, we didn't.
Was there a lack of focus or players not prepared like they should have been?
I don't know if you can go a lot. I mean, guys, we didn't make plays, and we fumbled the ball. I don't know that you're not ready to play if a guy, Kenny ran a good route, caught a good ball, and fumbles. So I don't know, you can't do it. I mean, Cook fumbles one at the end. CJ fumbles twice. I don't know that they're any better at it. I mean, obviously, if they're having success, give them credit because they've done it to other teams, I guess, as far as the turnovers. But, there's no excuse for turning the ball over like we did today.
Do you think players quit on you at the end?
No. I mean, CJ had an 80-yard run at the end. I don't know that you said anyone quit. I think it's hard to because the score is – for some reason, that's where people want to go right away. But, no, I wouldn't say anyone quit. I just don't think we played very well.
Rank as the, I guess, the low point of your head coaching career at this point?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sitting here worried about ranking anything right now. It's a loss. Last week was a loss. This week's a loss. I know you start evaluating how the losses go and all that stuff down the road, but bottom line is I thought we'd play much better. We didn't. When you turn the ball over right out of the gate the way we did, we made it very hard to play well. And, because I thought we still thought we had a good plan. We just never got to it because of the turnovers, and we threw a pick six, we had a block punt. I mean, it's very depressing, and obviously I didn't have them ready to play. I think it starts with me. I thought we had a good week. I thought these guys are focused. I knew exactly what this team does going in, and we obviously were sloppy with the ball and cost us the game.
The type of game it could cost a player, star position, an assistant coach, a job. I mean, do you need to make any kind of trade?
Well, I think that's all decided at the end of the year. I mean, as all things are, if a team underperforms, I'm the first guy you should look at for that. Not anybody else, not assistant coaches. It starts with me. And if we don't finish this season the way it should, then what needs to happen will happen.
You including yourself in that mix, or you?
Sure. I mean, it starts with me. I'm the head coach. So to me, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. We got seven games to play. If we win all seven, all of a sudden this will be kind of a wasted argument. But if we don't, I think those are the decisions that are made when the season's over, as far as what this means to anybody when you don't play well. It's obviously depressing right now when you don't play, or disappointing when you don't play to the level you feel you're capable of against a good football team. And you make their day easy. And again, you give the other team credit. They forced the turnovers. They got them. But obviously, we're going to lean on the fact that it was sloppy by us, ball handling by us. But however it shakes out, it'll be in 7 weeks. And we got seven games to play. So we'll worry about what it all means when we see how we finish up.
Their defense is known for trying to punch the ball out, and they were successful. Days, surely you guys saw that.
Yeah, we did. It was no shocker. It wasn't like we didn't know. Like I said, the guys in there wasn't like CJ's carried the ball numerous times. He's not known to be a fumbler, and he fumbles twice. Were they better at popping it out than other teams? I wouldn't think they were, but obviously they find a way to get it done. So that's a credit to them. I mean, they're the team that's 7-1 now. That's winning games by exactly how they did today, by creating turnovers. Their defense controlling the game and the offense doing exactly what they do. They take advantage of the short field, take advantage of the situation, and make plays there. I thought the defense, our defense at first was playing well. They got a safety. They're getting off the field, and then because of the turnovers, we put them in a bad spot most of the first half. You lose as a team. We didn't play well today. We made it easy on the Bears to beat us, but they took advantage of all the opportunities we gave them.
Did you ever consider taking Hasselbeck out in the fourth quarter?
Not really. We need to have some success in that game, no matter when it was, third quarter, fourth quarter. So no, I don't think he'd want to come out. I think you know what. You start together, you finish together.
What would you tell your team after the game?
Well, that's between us, me and the team.
How you keep them, kind of believing, keep them.
Well, I think they're professional players. They understand that, we were at two spectrums. Last week we lost a game in overtime that we felt we should have won. This week we lost a game. They're both only one loss. Unfortunately, that's. It was disappointing. I mean, do we want to play? I mean, we wanted to win this football game. The bottom line is we didn't win it. I mean, so how we lost, that's not right now. We'll go back Monday and figure that out. You want to play much better than we did. And they know there's another game coming up next Sunday. So we have to come back, watch this tape, and have a good, great work week. I mean, I thought we worked hard last week, so we'll have to see how it works out. But I'm not concerned for those things. I'm not concerned for guys, quitting on us or taking some negative attitude. I think you got a good group of guys that way. It means a lot to them. I mean, so I'm not concerned for those things at all.
It was a little bit of a hangover coming into this game after last week.
No, I don't think so. I just think you don't fumble the ball because of a hangover. I think we just fumble the ball because. They hit us the right way and the ball came out. I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's any way to determine. You watch them and look and see what happened. But, no, I thought their plays were there to be made. I mean, like I said, on the first play of the fumble, it was a 20-yard gain, that we fumbled the first play. So, no, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, like I said, I thought our Thursday practice was as good as we've had. So that's why it's hard to judge if you're ready. I felt they were. They understood this football team. And we just came out, like I said, when you self-destruct like we did in the first quarter, it's hard to overcome all that.
How difficult, Munch, is it for you to stand there on the sidelines when these mistakes keep snowballing and you can't put a stop to it?
Well, it's hard for all of us to, but it is. I mean, it's not so much. I mean, a guy, believe me. I've been a player. You don't do these things on purpose. Believe me, they didn't fumble. Kenny Britt didn't fumble the first one because, he wanted to. I mean, CJ also. I mean, it's just why these things happen. I mean, ball secured, they didn't fumble. I don't think they fumbled. Our guys are trying just as hard to get the ball out, but they didn't. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why. It's hard to. You're talking to guys when they come out. We had a great talk at halftime. After trying to deal with it, I thought we looked like we came out at half with a little more, like we're going to get something going and maybe fight our way back into it somehow by the fourth quarter. And then we made another mistake. I don't know. It's hard to understand why it's how you'd start a game and be down 28 points in the first quarter.
You often ask for support from the 12th man. Today it sounded like the 12th man was on their side from up in the press box.
Well, I think the Bears, they have great fans. They follow them. Just like we played Pittsburgh, there's a lot of Pittsburgh fans in here that Thursday night game. We expect that they travel well with their team, and that's great for them that they have that tradition, that their fans want to follow them, not just to Nashville, but everywhere they play. They get a strong following. So it's our, we need to play better, and that's all we are concerned about in that game. That part I didn't even really pay attention to.
Right elbow.
He should be. That, he came back in after that. He's a little sore. We'll have to see how he is.
You probably might have thought about holding Jake till after the bye week. Do you potentially try to get him back now to change maybe the conversation?
No, Jake's still, to me again. Like I said, when we talked after our first two wins, when we won two in a row, and it was we're gonna stick with Matt. Everyone wanted Matt to stay. Now it's gonna be the dialogue for us does not change. If we always, like I said from the beginning, if Jake's ready to play no matter what was happening, like we said, if we're winning him, losing him, that my feeling was Jake was going to come back in and play. So if we feel Jake's healthy and the doctor feels he's ready to play, then he'll play. no matter what has been going on in this field. This game is not going to change our decision on if he's healthy or not healthy, or if a game last week or whatever. That wasn't going to change our decision. It comes down to his condition first. So, you know, we'll see.
Last question. How disappointing is it with last week's defensive effort, things seem to be getting a lot more positive than to have this happen?
Again, I'm not going to blame it on one phase. I thought the defense didn't get involved for a while. I mean, we gave a play, some big runs there and a pass at the end when the game was three scores. But, I mean, we all got to play better. But, I mean, the thing fell apart early in the first quarter with the turnover. So, yeah, I mean, it's disappointing. We're disappointed in all three phases. All three phases did not play well in this game today. You don't want to judge who was worse than the next group, but we didn't play well, and that's the bottom line. We didn't coach well, we didn't play well, and obviously we got beat by a very good football team today.
Thanks, Mitch. We'll have